Tarea 3.
Every few years, thousands of the finest athletes in the world gather together to compete in the Olympic Games. They come from hundreds of countries, from all parts of the globe, and for the length of the Games, the world comes together on common ground in a celebration of peace and unity. But what are the Olympics? The first Olympic Games took place in Greece nearly 3,000 years ago in 776 BC. They were athletic competitions held in honor of Zeus, the king of the gods. The Games happened every 4 years, and during the Games there was an Olympic truce when wars and battles were not allowed so that the athletes from different cities could travel safely to and from the Games. Originally, the Olympic Games only had one event, a short race across a stadium. But through the years, more events were added, including boxing, wrestling, long jump, throwing javelins and discus, and chariot racing. In the ancient Olympics, only men were allowed to compete. The winners were awarded a wreath or crown of olive branches, which was a great honor, and often received money and other prizes. The final games of the ancient Olympics were held in 393 AD, ending a tradition of over 1,000 years. It wasn't until almost 1,500 years later that someone tried to hold the Olympics again. Small events modeled after the ancient Olympics were held in various places in Europe off and on for over 100 years, until the International Olympic Committee was created in 1894 by Baron Pierre de Coubertin of France. The first games organized by the IOC took place in Athens, Greece in 1896 and featured 241 athletes from 14 countries. Since that small beginning, many things have changed. Women first competed in the Olympics in 1900. The Olympics were expanded to include winter sports like skiing and figure skating, and special Winter Olympics were held to make that possible. While the ancient Olympics were held in the same place each time, the modern Olympics are held in different cities around the world. In the ancient Olympics, winners were awarded olive branches, but in the modern Olympics, the victors receive medals. Another important symbol of the Olympics is the Olympic rings. 5 interlocking rings of blue, yellow, black, green, and red on a white background. The colors of the rings were chosen because every flag in the world at the time had at least one of those colors on it. Each of the five rings represents one of the inhabited continents of the world. North and South America are counted as one, along with Africa, Asia, Europe, and Australia. After the rings, one of the most important symbols of the Olympics is the Olympic flame, or torch. Before each Olympics, the torch is lit in a special ceremony at the site of the ancient Olympics in Olympia, Greece. It travels around Greece and then begins a special journey to the city that will host the Olympics. During the opening ceremonies of the Games, the torch is used to light a huge cauldron, which stays burning until the Olympics' last day. When the flame is put out, it means the official end of the Games. Every few years, thousands of the finest athletes in the world gather together to compete in the Olympic Games. They come from hundreds of countries, from all parts of the globe, and for the length of the Games, the world comes together on common ground in a celebration of peace and unity. But what are the Olympics? The first Olympic Games took place in Greece nearly 3,000 years ago in 776 BC. They were athletic competitions held in honor of Zeus, the king of the gods. The Games happened every 4 years, and during the Games there was an Olympic truce when wars and battles were not allowed so that the athletes from different cities could travel safely to and from the Games. Originally, the Olympic Games only had one event, a short race across a stadium. But through the years, more events were added, including boxing, wrestling, long jump, throwing javelins and discus, and chariot racing. In the ancient Olympics, only men were allowed to compete. The winners were awarded a wreath or crown of olive branches, which was a great honor, and often received money and other prizes. The final games of the ancient Olympics were held in 393 AD, ending a tradition of over 1,000 years. It wasn't until almost 1,500 years later that someone tried to hold the Olympics again. Small events modeled after the ancient Olympics were held in various places in Europe off and on for over 100 years, until the International Olympic Committee was created in 1894 by Baron Pierre de Coubertin of France. The first games organized by the IOC took place in Athens, Greece in 1896 and featured 241 athletes from 14 countries. Since that small beginning, many things have changed. Women first competed in the Olympics in 1900. The Olympics were expanded to include winter sports like skiing and figure skating, and special Winter Olympics were held to make that possible. While the ancient Olympics were held in the same place each time, the modern Olympics are held in different cities around the world. In the ancient Olympics, winners were awarded olive branches, but in the modern Olympics, the victors receive medals. Another important symbol of the Olympics is the Olympic rings. 5 interlocking rings of blue, yellow, black, green, and red on a white background. The colors of the rings were chosen because every flag in the world at the time had at least one of those colors on it. Each of the five rings represents one of the inhabited continents of the world. North and South America are counted as one, along with Africa, Asia, Europe, and Australia. After the rings, one of the most important symbols of the Olympics is the Olympic flame, or torch. Before each Olympics, the torch is lit in a special ceremony at the site of the ancient Olympics in Olympia, Greece. It travels around Greece and then begins a special journey to the city that will host the Olympics. During the opening ceremonies of the Games, the torch is used to light a huge cauldron, which stays burning until the Olympics' last day. When the flame is put out, it means the official end of the Games.